That's fair.
Until we get into the season and see what it looks like. I can't project their bullpen because it's just going to change.
It's a fool's errand too, because there are some years where Craig Kimbrell does what he does last year. There are years when Cliff Polite and Neil Kotz do what they did that year, and there was no reason to think they would. There's nothing to project that they would.
Nope.
And they never did it again.
But when
you do have it, you try to recognize it and make the most out of it.
Rick Camp, also on today's show, has a Bulls bingo card
he's been working on. He's been very excited about the development of this product for a while now.
Yeah, but he's struggling with, I guess that there's a formatting issue where whatever program he's using, it's taking the free space and just moving it wherever it wants.
That's appropriate for the Bulls.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I figured it out finally.
You got it?
Yes.
Because I was sitting there going, why not have the free space be off of the center? Because that would fit perfectly for the Bulls.
Especially if
it's just
free space
in a corner.
Now, is this for things that happen during a Bulls game?
Yes.
Does it include before and after?
No, this is things that happen during a Bulls game while you're watching.
Okay.
Specifically a watch. There's definitely one thing that's specific to the watch part of it.
If the free space was an inappropriate timeout and it moved all over the board and everybody's card, that would make the most sense.